from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The social distancing and other health mandates that have been put into place at the Mescalero Apache Reservation is apparently working. After the first case of the COVID-19 was confirmed over the weekend, six others followed. Since then, over 800 people on the reservation have been tested. On Wednesday, Mescalero Apache President Gabe Aguilar reported to MTD Radio News that 700 of those tests have come back negative. They are still awaiting results on the 100 or so other tests. Mescalero has a population of about 5,200 residents. Unfortunately, one of those residents, an elderly woman, passed away from the corona-related virus. President Aguilar states that
we have a huge culture and traditions, you know, and most of our culture comes from our elderly. I don't think there's any amount of money that would make up for us losing an elder.
The reservation remains under lockdown. As of Wednesday, the New Mexico Department of Health reports 7,252 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 in the state. As state lawmakers prepare to travel to Santa Fe next Thursday for a special session, House Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend has some startling stats regarding an amended budget.
We're real close to the end of the fiscal year. We'll start getting more definitive data soon. It looks like, from everything that I can put together, that our 20 budget is going to be somewhere around $400-450 million below. It looks like the 2021 budget is going to be, maybe $2.2-2.4 billion below.
And Townsend also noted that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is in no way ready to cut on her spending end. Hobbs police continue to look for a porch pirate who stole over $1,700 worth of packages on May 10th from a residence in the 600 block of West Vista Court. There is surveillance video of an unknown person leaving the area on a bicycle. Unfortunately, the bicycle is too far from camera view to be able to identify anyone. Anyone with information on this case are encouraged to call Hobbs Police. 21-year-old Victor Barona of Roswell, who allegedly led Chavez County deputies on a chase ending with an explosion at a gas station, has been arrested. The chase began last Monday, and he was arrested Thursday after deputies say he tried to use a stolen credit card. Barone faces multiple felony charges. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.